brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they're announcing all over the national news that they're going to expand the number of foreign troops in our military, that is, that we pay for like a bunch of stupid idiots. So we'll get more into that. We'll get more into who they're choosing for the election, what's happening with the economy. I'm just total surveillance grids. Just the news really got me mad today. Bradley, where are you calling from? We're going to take calls now throughout this hour. I'm taking a lot of calls. Go ahead, Bradley.
Hey, Joe, Missouri.
Hello, go ahead.
Last Monday, I talked to Alex Jones about the cameras in the bathroom, and you called him in.
Yeah, this is Alex Jones. You're on air right now.
Just recently, they just put cameras in the bathroom and the hallways and everything at my school.
Well, I did hear you call into Jack Blood's show Friday. I called in and said that I'd like to talk to your parents. You guys should sue them. Again, if they can set an insane precedent to put mercury in your vaccines, cameras in the bathrooms, hire foreign troops to be the majority of our military, already 20% of the ground forces in Iraq, if they can do that, see, they can do anything. That's why they have drills at schools, unannounced, running in, putting guns to your head as the children freak out and wet themselves. It's to set precedence with the land of the cowardly scum suckers. And that's what we now are. And I'm sorry, we've got to admit how cowardly and pathetic we are before we can set about getting our nation back. And so I have a bunch of news reports here. Here's the Barking and Denningham Record newspaper. I spy a pupil in the toilets. Says children as young as four are being filmed in school toilets across Barking and Dagenham. The recorder has discovered a number of CCTV cameras have been installed in primary and secondary schools. Now, they've also caught all over the country pervert principals are selling this stuff on the web. When they catch them, it's all kept very quiet. So these are official pervert cameras for the government. In Sacramento, the cops have access to the bathroom cameras at the major police department, training us that, again, land of the total scum, home of the slaves. But, I mean, I'm sorry, you called in. Go ahead. How old are you? Tell us the story.
13.
Okay, so what's going on at your school?
They're basically just watching us go to the bathroom at school.
It's freedom! You don't like freedom? You don't like foreign troops running you? You don't like cops ordering your mommy and daddy around at checkpoints? You don't like the dollar being devalued? What's wrong with you? So when did you discover the cameras, or did they announce them? Is this out in the open like it is at many schools?
No, like when you walk in the door, they're hanging in the corner.
Sure. What's the name of your wicked government brainwashing camp, your little prison camp?
What's that mean, like?
What's the name of your school?
Oh, Truman Middle School.
Truman?
Truman Middle School.
Gives a new meaning to the Truman Show. Are you calling from school?
No.
I just hear a background intercom or something. Well, do your parents know you're calling into the radio?
Yeah, my Uncle Troy knows, too.
Well, I would like to give you an email, Aaron@Infowars.com, Kevin@Infowars.com. I'd like you to, number one, have your parents email me, and I would like to get them on the radio show.
Okay.
But they really need to contact me.
Okay.
Are they upset about cameras in the bathroom?
Yeah, and also I had a couple of my friends' mom call me and ask me what was going on at school.
Well, you see, this is their Al Qaeda minds. They don't like cameras in the bathroom. That's because they're with Al Qaeda. You see, they're not good scumbags. I'm sorry, young man. I'm having a normal response to the death of my country. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. Stay there, Bradley. I want to hear a little bit more.
It's
year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the world of 2007 America, children were retina scanned at schools. Thousands of school districts had cameras in the bathrooms. The U.S. military was becoming predominantly foreign, mercenary hired. The country itself was being dissolved into a greater union. Freedoms were being destroyed. Foreign corporations were taking over the entire infrastructure. The Bill of Rights had been overturned. Americans could be secretly arrested, secretly tortured, and secretly executed. And the government, owned by private banks, had only begun. And that's not the intro to some scary science fiction movie from the 80s. It's America! All right, quickly, Bradley, because I want to get to everybody else. I was talking to you in the break. Your parents know you're calling in. That's good. That's number one. I don't want you calling in. I mean, I guess 13 is pretty old, but still. And then at the same time, you said that they're not really doing anything. They're not, I mean, that the fact that the school is trying to set the precedent to put a camera in the bathroom, that people just roll over to that. I mean, are your parents upset?
Yeah, my dad's mad at them and everything.
So he's not going to threaten to sue them, because everywhere they do that, they pull them out. It's just a school system, you know, and statistically it's those people that want to be near children who are running the school. That principal and all of them need to be investigated. And we've said this before, people are, oh, I can't believe you're saying it. And then, almost every time information comes out. Okay? Look, the government is criminal. You may have some useful idiots up there who think it's okay to do this, but they need to remove it. Anything else you want to add?
Not really.
All right, I appreciate your call. Let me tell you what they do. just like you're in the police lockup and they're doing an interrogation of you back there in a smoky room. They got cameras in the classrooms, the halls, and now the bathrooms, the schoolyard, the lunchroom, and they got audio. And your child, I'll kill you, boom, SWAT teams, police, your child's in the system. They go, they end up getting into juvie. They end up on drugs. Their life's over. That's good. It adds to actual crime. They like that. It's all scientifically done with total precision. And of course, the local idiots enforcing it don't understand criminology, government history, the Panopticon, or anything. They just let the whole thing go forward. This is all sciences developed by the French and British government. And expanding here in the U.S. It's meant to create crime. They got to get innocent people, get them in to keep that crime going, to actually stimulate some need for the whole thug state. You got to have the over criminals that do everything totally unmolested, do whatever they want, and then you got to have the low level things so they can feed on them and then have the illusion of doing good. And so it's a total surveillance system. Fences going up, thumb scanning, retina scanning to get in the schools, total control. And let me just hit that now, and then I promise I'll go to Kurt, Joe, Dino, Robert, and others. High schools to start random breathalyzer test, CBS 13. And again, every week or two we see one of these from Texas or Illinois. It's all over the nation. And at first it was, well, if you want to leave school grounds to go to lunch, you've got to give blood or urine or breathalyzers. And then, well, now if you're in band or PE or any group, or to go on field trips, and then now just everyone. First, it was the highway. See, we said, well, you don't have a Fourth Amendment. You can't violate the Fourth Amendment and demand to search my car without any reason. You admit, officer, you have no reason. What do you got to hide? We told you. Next, it'll be the schools, your house, your business, and now they got knock and talk from Dallas to Tucson, and they come and. Mind if I come in do an inspection of your husband's firearms, ma'am? Because I'm a piece of trash. You are. You're scum. When you do that, you're un-American filth. But don't worry, you'll soon be replaced with foreigners. Go ahead and keep serving it, scum. This is all meant so they can take everything you've got. Go ahead and slit your own throats. You see, that's the one good thing that comes out of all this. You're going to go ahead and destroy this country. You're going to win, aren't you? You're going to destroy this country. You're going to get everything you want, scum, and then you're going to lose everything you've got. So go ahead and exercise your power, you stupid, stupid scum. High school to start random breathalyzer test. Los Gatos High School plans to join a growing number of high schools that perform random breath alcohol tests on students at dances and other events. Principal Doug Ramirez said he would institute the new policy after winter break because several students were found to be under the influence of alcohol at football games. Meanwhile, the government's injecting them with mercury and shipping in heroin and cocaine and trying to put them on Ritalin and Prozac. The school's coronation ball and even during class this year. Oh, my gosh. It isn't okay that any of the kids are doing it, Ramirez said. It probably isn't going to eliminate the problem completely, but what we want to minimize alcohol and drug use. So police dogs, searches, fences, retina scans. Here's another one. I have three articles today around the country telling you about cameras in the bathrooms. I mean, we're talking about, oh, it watches you, okay? I spy a pupil in the toilets. Children as young as four are being filmed in school toilets across Barking and Danningham. The recorder has discovered a number of CCTV cameras have been installed in primary and secondary schools. Officials at the school council claim there is no secrecy around the cameras, but have refused to disclose where schools are involved in the controversial scheme. Council bosses have in the past vigorously defended pupils' identities and have even refused to name youngsters pictured in Rochester articles. Well, of course, it's about restricting you taking photos at football games, you videotaping things. It's not about them. You understand that? Yet questions are sure to be raised about the privacy and rights of pupils being caught on tape, on camera. Despite contacting every school in the borough, the recorder received no responses, yet there have been forced to submit an application to the details of the Freedom of Information Act request. Revelations may panic parents worried about the tapes falling into the wrong hands. The wrong hands, statistically, couldn't fall into worse hands. Don't worry, you're going to march through at the airports nationwide. You're getting them now, where your whole body's scanned naked and recorded on a tape in a computer bank. I mean, what, you got a problem with that? have some foreign troops there jabbing old ladies in wheelchairs? I mean, that's what it's about in America. Some jabbering foreigner poking you. We got to admit how far we've fallen before we can build ourselves back up. We are the land of the cowardly scum. The stupid, self-centered, know-it-all, you all think you're so important, you parrot and regurgitate stuff you heard on the news, you're all in the... It's just sick. And I'm not talking to my general audience. I'm talking to people all over the world, people right here in America who I know are listening, who think this is funny. Here's another one.
Safety Project focuses on eyes. Technology can identify missing children and the elderly.
Remember, we had the documents out of West Virginia where the Federal Bureau of Human Experimentation is running this? And they've been taking everybody's DNA for 34 years old or younger. It goes in a federal database. No, it isn't a blood test with the health department. Yes, one of the ampules goes there. The others go to state and federal. They've been building it all, and now all over the country, they just show up with a retina scanner. They don't ask in most cases, and they just retina scan your kids, and they're in a criminal database. It has nothing to do with stopping them. The government runs most of the child kidnapping rings, and it even comes out in major papers they do, and nothing happens. Okay? I mean, this is sick. Safety Project focuses on IOIs, technology can identify missing children, the elderly. Okay, they put thumb scanners in Texas in 93, they said.
It's to identify people when there's tornadoes.
Technology developed because the government cares so much about you.
Yes, they do.
Technology developed to keep track of prisoners by scanning their irises
became available Thursday to identify missing children or elderly people affected with Alzheimer's disease in Galveston County.
Oh, my God. The cops there are like God. They just strut around beating people on the head. Literally. I heard how bad they were, so I was down there 6-8 months ago, and I was in a store. And said, oh, hi, officer, do you know where such and such is? Ask him directions. He's like, huh? Neil! I mean, it's just, you talk to God, boy? But he was just like, I don't know. I don't know. What are you asking me? You're supposed to be afraid of me. This is scum country. This is a land of scum. Didn't you know? Didn't you know that? We're pathetic. Didn't you know how pathetic we are? A bunch of scum on power trips? Killing America? Learn to love us! Technology developed to keep track of prisoners by scanning their irises became available Thursday to identify missing children. The Galveston County Sheriff's Department is the first sheriff's department in Texas.
It's not true.
And 47th nationwide to join the Children's Identification Database or Child Project. The addition of Galveston County is part of an effort to image the irises of 5 million children into a nationwide database. Over the next few years, said Robert Melly, Vice President and CEO of Biometric Intelligence and Identification. We have 1,800 sheriff's departments representing 46 states who have committed to participating. Yes, there's nothing like enrolling the fresh meat for your grinder. Most of these sheriff's departments are run by former CIA, FBI. Most of them are dealing cocaine and heroin. They live in big old $2 million houses driving around in Cadillacs. They're just a stupid, dumb public running around thinking they're good. Oh, makes me so sick. So far, the Child Project in 26 states, after more than 18 months, said Biometric President Sean Mullen, children with an iris scan on the national database cannot be identified unless they are in a county that has the Child Project equipment. And just like Amber Alert, it's to stop the little kids when they're captured. And now it's forest fires and then, oh, report illegal guns and look for terrorists. And now they're trying to tell radio stations that the government's going to be breaking in and taking hours unannounced every week in programming.
Oh, yes, that's a free country. The government just breaks in with their little announcements.
Children hugging their teachers are being arrested. 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds. Kurt, Joe, Dino, Robert, everybody else. We'll get to you after this break. I'm on fire today. I'm mad. I'm mad at thugs and criminals posing as good guys.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I'm tired of government worshipers. This government is not our government. It's unaccountable. It's criminal. It's involved in every evil you can imagine. Statistically, it does more bad than anything else. And we've got to start having that attitude. That's what the Founding Fathers told us, to have that attitude. We didn't have it. We're now pretty much slaves. But it can get a lot worse. Okay? It can get a lot worse, folks. And I know there are a lot of good people in the military, there are a lot of good police, but the system itself is completely broken. We talk about the military and police a lot because you're the front lines of all this. You're where the rubber meets the road. As they say, tyranny comes to your door in a uniform. Kurt in Texas, and we'll go to everybody else. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I know you said you don't watch the major media, so you didn't see what Bill O'Reilly said about us over the holidays, did you?
Well, I watch TV some, but not a lot, yes. No, I didn't see it. What did he do?
He said that people that didn't back Bush and believed the war on terror was a fraud and everything like that was equivalent to Tokyo Rose in World War II.
Oh, yes. I know he's been saying that every week. So of all the other neocons, by name, they've said, I should be arrested. They've said others need to be investigated. That's because we're beating them. We're exposing them as terrorist mouthpieces for those setting up the North American Union, for those getting rid of our military, for those doing everything they're doing. We're going to continue, and let's see them try it. Go ahead and show everybody just how bad you are. But no, Newt Gingrich is out giving speeches every week saying ban free speech. It's because they're criminals, and they know they can't beat us in a war of ideas, and they know they're getting scared. Listen, they wouldn't be doing all this if they didn't know we can beat them, brother.
I wrote a letter to the editor of the paper and got it published about the national ID card and what it meant for the average American and the microchip situation. You'd be surprised at the number of people that call me up, even though they've been blasting it on the news and everything else, and saying, no, it don't exist. I checked with John Cornlin and Randy Nagebauer here in the state of Texas, and they said they didn't know anything about it.
Well, that's what they do to push people off. I mean, you could ask them about the sun coming up in the morning. They'd say they didn't know anything. What do you think about the fact they're now admitting that a large portion of our military is foreign and they're about to go to half?
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, those people don't think anything about it. When they bring them back here, they can say, okay, shoot that American right there, and they won't hesitate. They won't think a thing about it because it don't affect them in any way.
Are you kidding? Even Fox News, of all places, did a report with Geraldo admitting that it showed Fort Hood, Texas, in the video report. We've got it. We can play it right now. In fact, I never even played the whole thing on air. Admitting that the majority are now gang members.
Yes. Wanted to ask you something. I started to give a lady a copy of your Terror Storm the other day, and she countered me, well, we believe in the Lord, and he'll make everything okay.
Yeah, Christians until 100 years ago knew they had to stand up against evil, whether it was slavery, whether it was King George. They were always the salt of the earth. Now they are the scum of the earth because they're not really Christians. And whether it's real or not, they believe that the worse things get, that's good. It means Jesus is coming back. In fact, they want to make things worse. They say they're going to make Jesus come by starting World War III.
Oh, Lord.
They're so afraid of the Antichrist that they'll bow down and worship him and say, I mean, they're scum. I mean, what do you say?
Oh, I don't know what to say. The last thing I wanted to bring up, I've got one of your 9/11 was an inside job T-shirts, the biggest one that you put out. And even though it isn't too small, it's a little tight on me. I'm a rather large person. Have you ever thought about selling just the transfers where a person could put it on the size shirt that fit them?
That is a genius idea. There's a bunch of stuff I've been meaning to do. But, yes, we will make InfoWars.com transfers. And if we can get them done cheap enough, we'll stick them for free in the orders.
Well, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. And then I could put it on a sweatshirt for this kind of weather or whatever. It'd be real nice.
Maybe we'll just start making an XXX large.
Well, 3X would be fine. 2 fits me, but it just rolls a little bit at the bottom. I'm a little large. Well, I appreciate it, Alex, and keep up the fight.
Well, listen, I appreciate you. Yeah, you can go, hey, Chicago Tribune says Dine Court and Halliburton are running giant child kidnapping slave rings. Here, Main Street, and people go, the Lord is coming soon. Glory, glory. And they'll go, that's fine. That means the Lord's coming soon. And I go, no. White slavery's been going on a long time. Slavery of any type's wrong. We need to fight this.
That's up to the Lord, Alex. We're supposed to lay here and take it.
Well, can you at least speak out against it?
No. I don't want your news article. I don't want it. Oh, I don't want your video either. I've got to go to church now.
And that's how they act. And we need to call them scum. I mean, that's what Patrick Henry said. Go away from us. Forget you are our countrymen. May your chains sit lightly upon you. I mean, I'm into this 110%, folks. I'm mad. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head see the world.
Welcome back. Freedom is an incredibly precious, rare thing, a tiny island that is to be loved and protected and constantly defended. And if you man it and defend it, you will get incredible wealth and incredible liberty and freedom and just amazing creation and ingenuity. And people will flood there wanting to be part of it. But then inevitably, you become decadent, you become stupid, and then others come in and want your wealth and take it over. I mean, folks, we've got a government run by a bunch of perverts, a bunch of criminals. They're just, we're in trouble. I mean, it's scary. See, have you ever been to a third world country where there's troops with machine guns and there's kidnappings and corruption? And the elite love that, by the way. They live in armored compounds. They want things to be bad so they can control everything. And I get upset knowing this country I love and everything in it. I mean, it's going quick, folks. It's going fast. And we've got to change things inside ourselves first. We've got to love our families. We've got to, you know, I get really angry sometimes and frankly hateful Because, I mean, when I'm reading that they're going to go ahead and just hire even more foreign troops to make up our military, and when I read that they're openly putting cameras in bathrooms all over the country and breathalyzing the students, and when I read just, and I hear people on talk radio going, maybe it'd be good if there was another terror attack. I mean, now they're really showing you who they are. And to know that in our name they've killed 654,000 Iraqis in the last 3.5 years. They admit that number. Innocent people. And I have to hear these decadent, weak-minded individuals who are associating their power. I mean, you ought to hear them grinding their teeth and getting off on it when they discuss killing Arabs, and they don't know the history of the region. They don't know what the globalists have done to those people. They don't know how the globalists have radicalized those people. They don't know how they set them up like they're setting us up. I mean, you think you're immune to all the stuff that's happening to them over here? The New World Order is running game, as the old-timers say. They run game on the sheeple. You like people running games on you. Do you understand 75% of the stock market plus, that's an old number, is owned by government. But the government itself is chaired by corporate operatives who now are having the government sign governmental power over to the corporations. You're in their way. Oh, let's go to your call. I'm going to go quick now. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Joe.
Alex.
Hi.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. It's the last live show of the of this year, last weekday live show. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that thank you very much for helping me to wake up, and through that, I've helped wake up a lot of people that are close to me.
Good.
I took the red pill, so to speak, in July of this year. I'd heard people like my sister, you know, 4 years ago saying, you know, Bush was in on 9/11, and I kind of brushed it off. She didn't have any real solid kind of evidence to offer me to make me wake up. But you did, and I wanted to thank you for that. There's so many things that are going on in my area that just ring true with the whole police state and the crackdown on civil liberties and everything. I live in Pittsburgh, and they routinely set up checkpoints on this. There's a mile-long bridge here that connects, it goes over the Ohio River called the McKeesrock Bridge. They have the black helicopter flying above, and they have dogs on the bridge there. They search for bad inspection stickers or, you know, drugs in your car, and it's
such a joke, drugs that their bosses ship in. You think I like all the people destroyed by drugs? You think I like drugs, you trash suckers? Stop shipping your stuff in and then having your dumbed-down minions pull me and my family over and act like a bunch of jacked-up wolves bugging your eyes out and yelling at us. We don't appreciate it!
Right on. I love when you get all fired up.
No, let me listen, man. This is serious. That's why I get mad. I'm mad. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I could easily write a 400-page book about how many run-ins with the police I've had. And a lot of them were my fault, but
talk about the police because that's where you experience the change in attitude. Okay? I mean, you know, there've always been bad cops, but it's never been this bad. I mean, I got pulled over by the state police and this woman was completely insane. You know, we're sitting there calmly responding to her, and she's acting like a complete nut. They're nuts, man. They're nuts. America's nuts.
Another thing I wanted to say is I recently applied to a private college here. I've been out of high school for 10 years, and I finally decided to stop living the pipe dream of being a musician and being in a successful band and want to go to school for computers. I went down to go interview at the school for computer programming, and the admissions lady was, she was real nice, and she started talking about grants and things like that. And she mentioned the good old FAFSA papers, and I sort of mentioned that I'm not a huge fan of Big Brother because of how I heard that they were using that for, like, data mining. And, well, she pulled down a plaque that I somehow didn't notice that was above her computer. It said she was an associate member of the FBI. And she said she worked for them part-time. And I asked her, well, how can you work for the FBI part-time? And she said that she does side work for them, and she realized the good connections that she has, and she wanted to keep them. But then she told me I didn't have anything to worry about, that the FBI wasn't worried about people like me. And, you know, we're not, her exact words were, we're not interested in what you're buying at the grocery store or what kind of gas you buy at the gas station or what kind of cigarettes you smoke. So, you know, it's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah, let us violate your Fourth Amendment. You know, I'm a petty clerk. I'm part of the power.
Right.
Ugh. Scum. I mean, give me a break, folks. 20, 30, 50, 100 years ago, the cops didn't come out for a fist fight. The cops didn't come out for some petty thing, or if they did, they just broke it up. But if somebody stole something or somebody killed somebody, they didn't stop till they got you. And you didn't have a lot of crime, and they were real police. Now, they're just out there raising revenue and shoving people around, and I'm sick of it.
So am I, man.
Hey, listen, I appreciate your call. Did you call in about something else, or are you done?
Just wanted one more thing to say to you.
Sure.
I have experience with promotions and such, being in the Pittsburgh music scene up here. And next year in the spring or the summer, I was going to try to organize an event up here for like a festival of sorts, smaller festival with bands and maybe a speaker or two, somebody to speak about the truth. And I was hoping or thinking maybe, I know you're busy, but maybe if you are coming up this way, maybe we could get you on the bill or somebody.
Sure. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let me explain this. We do try to read all the emails, so I don't want to tell you not to send email. But we certainly can't respond to it. And we want you to send your letters. We do read them or scan through them. But you can't expect us to respond. I was on a talk show this morning, and a guy called in irritated because I hadn't gotten back. I mean, how am I supposed to do it? If I took off, I'd have to fly there one day, be there at least a day, fly back. That'd be 3 days blown to talk to 500 people or whatever, instead of doing three or four radio interviews during that period, doing my own show, reaching millions. So that's why I don't travel a lot. I enjoy traveling. I like going and seeing people. I hate having to turn down almost everybody to travel to your towns and your cities. But I suggest, sir, that you get other people, there's a lot of other patriots and truth tellers and people who like to go speak to crowds. Let's go ahead and, but if you don't ask, I can't come. I mean, there's so many things I want to go to, so I'm glad you asked, but probably isn't going to happen. I mean, I could say I was working full time just working on films. That's what I really should be doing. That's where I can really have an effect and craft what we're doing and make sure it's accurate and really make it hard-hitting. Let's go ahead and talk to Dino in Oregon. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Dino.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
That guy should just go ahead and play music. I don't understand why he just doesn't play music. He wants to make it big. He's buying into the New World Order crap of, I want to make it big and make a lot of money. Make your music. Sing about the truth. Sing about 9/11. Sing about the conspiracy of silence and John DeCamp's investigation. Sing us about things that are important, like you. I think your job is done, Alex, quite honestly. You've got out there, you've told people, nobody's moving, nobody cares. A lot of people just don't care. They see this and they say, yeah, but I don't want it to upset my life. I had to scream at an old man the other day and say, look, your grandkids could have their skin melting off of them if the CIA is allowed to do this nuke hoax that they're thinking about.
I know. They kill us, and we sit here and lick their boots. Now, let's be fair to the last caller. He's trying to use his promotion skills to have a Patriot event, so I don't think he's bad. And I think it's okay for people to, you know, follow their passion in life if you're a musician, and it's okay.
That's what I was trying to say. I want him to follow his passion and get out there and not worry about a career. Get out there and make music. That's the career. Make enough money to live. The main thing is I think we need to take action. We need to get this whole federal, corporate, central controlled system off of our state's back.
Can you believe they're announcing breathalyzers all over the country, retina scanning for the kids all over the country, cameras in the toilets, in the stalls, that half our military is going to be foreign troops? I mean,
I think those people back east, I think mainly it's happening east. I moved to Oregon because I looked up the population per square mile, and it was very low out here. I'm telling those people back east, it's easy to round you people up out there. You need to come west, come out from Texas and west, and let's fight these people. Let's kick them out. Take arms if we have to. We've tried the info war, but that doesn't seem to be working. I think we need to be prepared for something big, and if we need to be prepared...
Oh, don't worry. Everybody keeps wanting to go ahead and start a shooting war. They're going to start it. And it's going to be clear to everybody when it's the right time to fight them back.
Good, because we're ready. And I think that we just need to support each other, stay away from the obsession of death. They want us to be obsessed with death and mortality. We're not afraid of our own mortality. That's what we need to tell them. We
don't
know we're going to die someday.
Absolutely.
What they can do to me is kill me, and I'm already going to die.
Oh, I agree. You got to get past fear.
Yep.
That's the problem. You know, I mean, I realize it. Anything else you want to add? Because I want to elaborate.
I've listened to you for 5 or 6 years, and I've done every research that you told me to. I've looked at every aspect of this horrible giant thing that we're living in, and people think that we're just going to sit around and have the same life forever, that nothing's ever going to change.
It's coming to an end. That's it. And I love my family. I can't believe these bastards get to do this to us. I can't believe they kidnap little kids. I cannot believe how evil they are. God,
well,
I wish people knew how evil they were.
We need to stop buying their shit. Buy local if you can. Don't pay your federal taxes. It's not legal to pay. There's no law that says you have to pay federal income tax. Don't file anymore. If you work for somebody, claim 15 dependents, and then you'll get most of your money that way. And then you can screw them.
Yeah, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Look. Most Americans know something's wrong now, okay? But, I mean, it's really bad. These people are really bad, okay? I cannot tell you how bad they are. When you study them, it is amazing. I cannot believe they are this evil. Because I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to dominate anybody. I don't want to run people's lives. I just want to live my life. I'm simple. I'm a simple person. And that's why we're not in control, folks, because normal people don't want power. It's these sick freaks. And they've brainwashed a country. You know, most of these enforcers aren't even bad people. They're just dumb. They think it's like a dog herding sheep. You know, they think it's their job to herd us and do all this stuff to us. And, I mean... I mean, they knew mercury was going to brain damage tens of millions of kids, and it has. They knew what sodium and stannous fluoride were going to do in the water. That's why they put it in there. I mean, if it doesn't wake you up that they're going to... Well, I want to speak about fear, because I always mention that fear... I really govern my fear down to almost nothing. My fear is that I will die before I finish my works. My fear is that I don't do a good enough job. My fear is that I don't articulate the ideas and information I have. My fear is that you have fear. I mean, I want to live to make more films. I want to live to make a film and put it out for free. And hopefully you'll care about it enough to tell people about it, like Terror Storm and the new one I'm making. The new one I'm making is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. It is totally new. I mean, that's what I don't have a fear of, oh, I won't get to eat enchiladas and ride around in a boat and act cool and enjoy myself. I mean, I have fear that I can't expend my life in a you know, that I'm not even worthy of it, that I'm not doing as much as I should do. And, you know, I'll try to take a little jog, hobbling a mile, around my house some nights, and I see people in a middle-class neighborhood, and it'll be a husband with his wife, and they'll have a big stick. They're all afraid when you jog by. And there's just fear in their eyes. There's fears in the cops' eyes, and just fear in everybody's eyes, and just a nation of cowards. And they're all, keep me safe, government. Oh, keep me safe, oh, please. And it's the most evil people you can imagine. And they revel in evil. They revel in it. You know, I want to play this Noam Chomsky thing, but I'm going to continue with your calls. Robert, many others. I'm going to play the Noam Chomsky thing. I also want to do kind of a year-end review of the things that happened this year. What do you think is going to happen next? So we'll continue with your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The movie Blood Diamond, and I went and saw it a while back, and they take the truth, they tell you the truth that somebody's buying up the diamonds to keep their price artificially high, but that somebody's just a rogue diamond company in London, you know, small group.
But there's a big loving global group that wants to stop all the non-certified, non-monopoly diamonds. And a blood or conflict diamond is any diamond that isn't out of a De Beers Oppenheimer mine. They are the ones that created the world monopoly, that caused the type of horrors you see in that film that are very accurate. Very. It's based on a true story. Based on several true stories, kind of an amalgamation, like most things in Hollywood that are based on true stories. And, I mean, here I am watching, and I guarantee you, Leonardo DiCaprio and all the stars of that movie think they're doing something good. No, you're not. You see, they also take well-meaning people, armies of them, in the CIA, the FBI, cops, and they give you part of the truth, and then you think you're fighting evil, and you couldn't be helping evil more. You know, I was watching film footage from the 40s, thanking John D. Rockefeller for helping set up the First League of Nations. Last night I was watching this. And there they were, oh, how he set up the first system to stop white slavery, oh, because they run it, and we have the proof of that. And oh, how they set up the first step to ban narcotics in America, because they were running them, and they lost their monopoly, and they got to make it illegal and still bring it in and make 50 times the profit and corrupt the police and use the money to buy them off. I don't like heroin or cocaine. I don't use heroin or cocaine. I don't think you should take heroin or cocaine. But we need to legalize it right now because people will stop using it as much. It'll stop infusing criminal systems. Again, there's thousands of points like that. I mean, I get mad when a cop pulls me over and wants to search the car. I mean, I get mad. I'm like, I don't use your stuff, okay? You got a lot of nerve with your bosses shipping this stuff in here, and then you want to pull me over on a highway I paid for, you monkey, and you want to search my car. In the land of the free, home of the brave, and it's all done in this attitude of keeping me safe, America safe. Bull! Man, I'm really mad. This is what happens when I take off, folks. Look out. Haven't been here, hadn't done radio in 4 days, and I just want to feel like tearing somebody's head off right now. Because, I mean, what does it take? A lot of it's the illusion of the news and movies and the culture. Everything's still fine, and la, 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 la. Go out and purchase some more junk. Go into more debt. La, 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 la. You know, everybody went out and did that, and there's more suicides and drunkenness and problems this time of year. I like Christmas, but I don't like what it's become. Look, I'm so mad today. I've done 2 hours of radio now, and I haven't plugged my videos yet. If you believe in what we're doing here, plus you want powerful films, and you want us to be able to continue and expand in the fight, pouring ourselves out, then go to InfoWars.com and order a whole bunch of Terror Storms and give them to everybody you know. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent a day membership so we can pay for our bandwidth. It's a great service, super high quality. You can burn the stuff off the site right to disk, great activist tool. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call the toll-free number and get a bunch of my films. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Take action now. Don't wait. And have faith. All right, we're going to win this thing with God's help. Second hour, some calls, and I will play the Noam Chomsky. Get into a bunch of other news. Stay with me.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.